This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We want to be your go-to source for all things health and nutrition. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is your number. And if you have questions about ingredients or formulations, our True Skin Health products, the Longevity products, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team or purchase Longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase products off the site, and you can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $25 fee. You can be in business for yourself. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a great business opportunity. If you want to be in the nutrition business, it's a great way to get your to enter into the business world, or the nutrition business world, for just a $25 investment. Get your products at the wholesale price. If you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, a $25 fee is all you need. Call 866-735-2470. And you can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We've been talking about the minerals and crystals and the colloidal nature of the body, the colloidal nature of all of life. All of life is a colloid. All of life is structured colloidally. And when you have colloids, you got crystals. The human body is no different. Plants are colloidal crystal substances. The body is a colloidal crystal substance. Colloidal crystal substances are just fascinating fields of study for scientists. Colloidal research is a interdisciplinary study. You have to know about chemistry, you have to know about physics, and you have to know about nanotechnology or nanoscience, which is the science of very small, of the very small. A colloidal suspension is made up of particles that are as small as 1 nanometer, which is about 80,000 times smaller than the width of a human hair. The particles in a colloidal suspension are way too small to be seen. This is one of the reasons why we don't really know a lot about colloidal chemistry, or at least we don't talk about it, because you can't really tell that something's a colloidal liquid, except for it has a little bit of body to it. It has a little bounce to it. If you make when you make your bone soup, as your cartilage is the cartilage from the bones is dissolving in the water, it's creating a colloidal substance, and you can actually see that the water has a certain structure to it, has a certain bounce to it. That's structured water. That structuring, or that bounce, if you will, is a result of colloidal particles that are beginning to dissolve in the water from your cartilage. From your bones. smoke is a classic example of a colloidal material. Smoke is made up of tiny little particles, too small to see, that are floating in a medium that we call air. Soups are colloidal substances. Milk is a colloidal substance. Butter is a colloidal substance. Eggs are a colloidal substance. Colored glass, colored paper are colloidal substances. Hairspray is colloidal. Even air itself, it can not only be a medium for a colloidal substance, air itself can be a colloidal substance if it's trapped. Trapped air is called foam. And foam is a colloidal substance, except the particles are air. And they're trapped inside a medium. Anything trapped inside a medium or suspended inside a medium or held inside a medium is said to be colloidal. As opposed to a solution where things are dissolved, solutions... Sometimes you hear things called ionic minerals. People ask, what's the difference between ionic minerals and colloidal minerals? Ionic minerals are in solution. Colloidal minerals are in suspension. Now, they're both good. They both have advantages. Colloidal minerals, plant-derived minerals, have electromagnetic properties that ionic solutions do not. Ionic solutions are easier for minerals themselves to get absorbed. So they both have benefits. Sometimes, if you look up in the sky, you'll see clouds in the sky. Those clouds are colloidal suspensions, if you will. Sometimes the water in a cloud is just made up of crystalline water hanging in a suspension, air being the suspension, the medium. These crystalline molecules will settle out. These crystalline molecules will settle out when it gets really cold, for example. These crystalline molecules that are forming the colloids in the clouds will settle out, and we'll call that a snowflake. And you can actually look at a snowflake, and you can see what a crystalline colloidal particle looks like. It's a frozen colloidal particle. If it's not, if these colloidal water droplets in the sky don't get cold, but they saturate, they get too dense inside the medium, they'll fall out. We call that rain. And rain is colloidal water. It's structured water. Firefighting foam is a dry foam colloid. If you've ever seen firefighting foam, it's got particles suspended in a special chemical that gives it structure. Resins and gums are colloids. There are colloids everywhere. The thing about colloids is you can't see them. That's why they're so hard to understand. They've been called the twilight zone of scientific examination. A guy named Wolfgang Oswald wrote the classic book on colloidal chemistry back in the 1920s. And he called the colloidal world the world of neglected dimensions. That's because we can't. They're too big to be studied with things like X-ray crystallography. That's how they look at really small things, and they're too small to be seen with a regular microscope. Although these days we have more refined microscopes, we're starting to really study more and more what's going on in colloidal solutions. So anyway, colloidal solutions are particles that are hanging in some kind of substance, a dispersing medium. They're smaller, they're super duper small, although they're not as small as some other particles which dissolve. So they've got a certain size to them that allows them to defeat gravity. Under ordinary circumstances, things will sink when they go into solution, but because of the very tiny size of these colloidal particles, gravity doesn't affect them, so they hang. And whenever you have something hanging in water, you've got a very, very interesting phenomena. Whenever something is hanging in water, an electrical charge is created. Whenever something is hanging in water, an electrical charge is created. This is so fascinating because electricity, and it's not just any electricity, it's electricity that can be controlled. So you can run an electrical current through a colloidal suspension, and you can create changes in the medium that vary with the amount of frequency or the amount of intensity of your electrical charge. That means you can actually use your colloidal suspension as an information field. And this is how the body operates. This is why you can take a tiny little bit of a supplement and it can change your entire body, because you're working you're changing the electronics, the colloidal electronics of the body with a little supplement. This is why your thoughts and your feelings have such a powerful effect on your physiology. One reason why they have such a powerful effect on your physiology, because your thoughts and your feelings affect your colloidal energy flow, your colloidal information. You change your information field with different thoughts and with different feelings and with different supplements, certainly with different foods. So in terms of our health, our bodies themselves are colloidal substances. Our liquids and our solids, the water in our body and the solids in our body are put together colloidally, like all living systems. And this has a very important implication when it comes to how we eat, the kind of foods we eat, and how we age, which we'll talk about when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we will return right after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements with other healthcare practitioners. Use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Never did like drugs. Never understood the concept of drugs. Never made sense to me, at least for chronic long-term illness. The idea of manipulating symptomology, which itself is simply a message that something is wrong with the body, is just doesn't make sense from a health perspective. On the other hand, nutritional supplementation and nutrients and food and diet, that's really how the body is designed to heal itself, along with, of course, other strategies, respiration, movement, rest, mental and emotional strategies. That's what we talk about here. Every day on The Bright Side. If you miss a program, they're archived at brightsideben.com. We are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, also pharmacistben.com, also criticalhealthnews.com, and you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team right off the websites as well. Our number today, and we do have lines open for you at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, if you have comments, or I'd love to hear what you guys think about this amazing crystalline colloidal nature of the body. When we're sick, our colloidal nature is beginning to deteriorate. If you put a glass of freshly juiced or freshly Vitamixed veggie juice on your counter and you watch over the course of the minutes that the wonderful homogeneous kind of blended together juice starts to separate out, you're witnessing the aging process. That's the aging process. Our body's colloidal nature begins to separate out. All that colloidal structure requires energy. The body is energized from food and from oxygen, and all that energy goes to maintain the colloidal nature of not just the structures and the tissues, but the cells themselves have a colloidal nature. The cells themselves are colloidal. When we talk about all disease being cell disease, what we're talking about largely is the colloidal nature of a cell beginning to break down, beginning to turn like that juice on the counter. That's what happens to a cell. It starts to separate out, literally. The colloidal nature starts to separate, and the watery part starts to separate from the solid part, and eventually it just explodes. That's how cells get sick. Cell sickness, all disease is cell disease, and cell disease is a colloidal phenomenon. And cell health, likewise, is a colloidal phenomenon. Colloidal phenomena create electrical energy. Colloidal phenomena create batteries. What makes a rock non-living and a plant or an animal living is the flow of electricity, an organized, intelligent flow of electricity. Even a single-cell organism, like a bacteria or an algae, is a source of electrical energy. It creates electrical energy. Not only are colloidal materials and colloidal substances created by electrical energy, but they're also subject to electrical energy, and they move around. You can drive a current through a colloidal suspension. You could change its structure. This is how information is transmitted to muscle cells. This is how information is transmitted to all cells. The electrical nature changes the colloidal nature of the cell or the tissue. So all living things are electrical. All living things run on electrical energy. All of this electrical energy is a phenomena of the biochemical structure. That is, the molecules of liquid and the molecules of solid. When we're sick, this system falls apart. When we're aging, this system falls apart. This bioelectrical system. Bioelectricity is kind of, it's a little misleading, because when we think of electricity, we think of our lights and our sockets and macro electricity. We don't really think of the micro electricity, the tiny little bits of electricity, the electrons. Electrons are ridiculously small. Billions and trillions of times smaller than the world we exist in. Billions and billions and trillions and trillions. I don't even know, it's just ridiculously small, but there's a reality that exists there. I mean, we just got to ponder on that. You can't really see it. You can't really watch it in action at that level, but you can take your imagination to that level and just picture there is a world, a reality that exists at the tiniest levels imaginable, even non-imaginable. And this is where the body gets its power from. This movement of electrons through crystals whose energy is varying all the time. It's changing all the time. The ability of crystals to kind of manipulate the energy instead of just letting it flow willy-nilly, but actually to control it, is called resistance. And this resistance phenomena makes crystals resistors, or a very special kind of resistor called a transistor. Yes, the crystalline nature, the crystalline substances of the body function like transistors do in a transistor radio or on a computer chip. That makes us, our bodies, macroscopic computer chips made up of tiny little computer chips everywhere. Can you see how important the structure and the crystalline nature of the body is? We're like a computer. And when we break down our computer, our computerized nature, our information processing nature, that's what a computer is, it's an information processor, our ability to process information breaks down. And the job of nutrition and the job of good food is to support the flow, the structure of the transistors, the structure of the crystalline resistors, and to support the flow of energy. These crystals store and release energy. Actually, they don't store and release energy. They vibrate. It's not. We say store and release energy, but we're really talking about vibrations. So we started talking about yesterday. There's a vibratory nature to this phenomenon. It's not really holding and releasing energy. It's vibrating and not vibrating. And when it vibrates really fast. I mean, yesterday we talked about colors. Red is vibrating at 450 trillion times a second. Violet at 750 trillion times a second. How does anything vibrate that fast? I mean, that's not even... Even in your wildest imagination, you can't comprehend how that's vibrating. Everything is vibrating in the body. Not everything, obviously, is vibrating that fast. Colors vibrate fast. X-rays and various rays vibrate fast. But there are certain things that vibrate much slower. The heart, the rhythm of the heart vibrates much slower. The vibrations of the bone vibrate slower. There's something called a bone phone. I'm going to try and get this guy on the air here and do an interview with him. He talks about using sound vibration to heal the body. Sound vibration can not only heal the body, sound vibration can be extremely soothing to the body. I'm just talking about in the bones. If you can get the bones to vibrate at just the right frequency and the muscles and the connective tissue, it is incredibly relaxing. They have these chairs, these massage chairs at the airport. You could sit in, you put a dollar in the chair, and it vibrates in this way. That's incredibly relaxing. You can get all kinds of vibrating devices for relaxation. Of course, massage, if massage is done correctly, in the correct rhythm, that's, everybody knows how relaxing that can be. Vibrations of hormones work by vibrations. We talk about receptors and we talk about binding receptors. There's no binding. It's just vibration. It's just changing the vibration of the receptor. Words are vibrations in a way. So, not in a way, they are vibrations. So in a way, all of this chemistry and all this vibration is just like words that's going on in the body. The body is like an encyclopedia that can be read. If you know how to read the body, a good healthcare professional should be able to read the body, to be able to understand how the body is speaking to us based on its vibrations, based on how the body appears, based on its symptomology. You may not be able to see the vibrations, but you can see the anxiety, or you can see the skin problems, or you can see the autoimmunity or the inflammatory or the pain issues. All of these, again, are a function of vibration. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We will return on the Bright Side right after this.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May announcing the news to members of Parliament.
I am sure that the whole House will welcome the news this morning that the Metropolitan Police have arrested Julian Assange. Yeah.
The co-founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, now charged with computer hacking by the United States. The Justice Department charges connected to the WikiLeaks release of classified documents from former Army Private Chelsea Manning. Assange was arrested on an extradition request from the U.S. in London this morning for violating U.K. bail conditions. He'd been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 7 years. Police arresting the son of a sheriff's deputy in connection with a string of fires at black churches in Louisiana. Reports say 21-year-old Holden Matthews is the son of St. Landry Parish Deputy Roy Matthews. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang on if you're on hold. We'll get to you in just a moment. Check out our longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We've got new products coming out pretty much every couple of months anyway, so if you haven't checked the website, we also have blog posts on the website, Skin Health blog posts too. I also do blog posts, by the way, at criticalhealthnews.com and videos. Lots of good health information on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products and skin health information. Okay, we have lines open, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls here in just a minute. From Dermatology Advisor, Rethinking Vitamin D and Sun Exposure Guidelines. From scientific studies to niche market magazines, supplements are in the spotlight. A recent article published in Outside Magazine questioned the complicated relationship of sun exposure, sunscreen use, and vitamin D. The latest thinking is that we may have been wrong. We may actually need the sun to protect us from skin cancer. It turns out that vitamin D supplementation has been frequently recommended as a strategy to reduce all cancer risks. Vitamin D is a powerful, powerful, powerful immune-boosting vitamin. There are some folks, some physicians and researchers who believe that allergies may be the result of vitamin D deficiencies. The problem with vitamin D is it's not really one that you can supplement with, because the body controls the amount of vitamin D activity that's happening, that it's going to allow to occur, vitamin D being not really a vitamin, but a hormone. And hormones are tightly regulated. Hormones do the action. This is kind of simplistic, but this basically sums it up. Hormones do the action. Vitamins help with the action. Helping with the action gives the body a little bit more flexibility than something that just does the action. So hormones have to be tightly regulated and tightly controlled in a way that vitamins do not. And vitamin D is a hormone, even though we call it a vitamin, which means that the body regulates how much of it will be activated. On the other hand, when you get your vitamin D from the sun, the body has more control over the vitamin D. It can turn it on, turn it off with much more ease than it can when you just pop a pill. Supplements are the last resort of vitamin should be a last resort when it comes to vitamin D deficiency or vitamin D replacement. First is going to be the sun. Second is going to be food. Your vitamin D containing foods are fatty foods, and interestingly, they're foods that we're told not to eat. Organ meats, eggs, butter. The cholesterol complex contains vitamin D. The cholesterol complex is the cholesterol that's in foods, and hopefully nobody listening to this radio program / podcast believes in the nonsense. It's pure stupidity of trying to dumb down your cholesterol system to protect your heart. There's so many reasons why that is asinine and stupid and bad medicine, bad chemistry. I don't even can't even list all the reasons here. Suffice it to say, cholesterol is really important, and you don't want to monkey around with your cholesterol production system artificially. Cholesterol in foods is found where you find vitamin D. Vitamin D is actually cholesterol. It's a type of cholesterol. It's a derivative of cholesterol. They say it's a derivative. I call it a type of cholesterol. And it's found where you find cholesterol, in the foods you find cholesterol in. Best way to get your vitamin D is from the sun. Lay out in the sun a little bit. Don't burn. You don't want to burn. You do want to get some sun, but you don't want to burn. And then also vitamin D-containing foods, especially if you have an immune problem. Speaking of the immune system, let me do this one here. Actually, let me skip that. I'm going to do this one. Combo therapy of vibration and acupuncture may reduce pain intensity. Yes, vibration may help you with pain. Not just any vibration, but something that's called vibroacupuncture. You can actually use vibration acupuncturally. That's the right word. Acupuncture is a way, practice, I guess you'd say, a therapeutic practice, where they stick needles into parts of your body where you have clumps or nodes of electrical energy. But you can achieve the same benefits with vibroacupuncture. How cool is that? This is from the journal Brain Research. Lundenberg showed that if we apply vibration to muscle tissue, it can alleviate pain perception. Do you ever notice how when you get an injection at the doctor's office, the nurse or the injector, whoever it is, will shake the skin before they put the needle in, or a dentist will do it before they put the Novocaine in? They'll shake your gum around. Because when they shake it, you don't feel pain as intensely. Vibration has anti-pain properties, has pain-relieving properties. This can be a very important strategy for folks who are dealing with chronic pain, especially if you're trying to wean yourself off of opioids. Opioid toxicity and opioid addiction, of course, everyone knows what a big problem that is. You can use vibration to help reduce pain. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Good morning, Chris. What's up? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. I want to talk about alpha-lipoic acid.
Love
that
stuff.
First of all, it's been about 3 years since I've gotten off of acetaminophen. Thank God. Because, man, all my life I've been plagued with migraine headaches. And
you were taking acetaminophen for the migraines?
Yes, Ben. Even when I... Ben, this is ridiculous. But even when I had access to THC, Ben, whether illegal or legal, whether medical marijuana or marijuana off the street, I was still taking acetaminophen for headaches. And how insane is that? So I was
toxifying
my body even though I was getting high.
Did it work?
That's insane.
Hang on, though. Did it work, Chris? Did the Tylenol help?
But it's insane because I still had to take Tylenol even though I was getting high. That's insane.
Well, hang on, though. I'm just curious. Was it helping you?
Well, yeah, the acetaminophen was helping me, but at the same time, it was toxifying my body, and those toxins accumulate.
That's true, and especially in the kidneys and the liver. In fact, liver poisoning, Tylenol liver poisoning, is a serious cause of emergency room visits, of overdosing or taking too much Tylenol, and you can also rag out your kidneys. Tylenol is pretty amazing for a pain-relieving substance, but it's not, as you say, it's not without its toxicity, and you don't want to stay on it for a long period of time.
So let me ask you a question, Ben. I mean, like, in Russia, obviously they care about their people because in Russia, Tylenol, paracetamol, is not over-the-counter. It's a prescription drug.
That's interesting.
And yet it's over-the-counter here. So what is going on, Ben?
Well, you know, we got this drug mentality here that, you know, I'm not a big believer in regulating things that much anyway. People should make their own decision. If you want to use Tylenol, if people out there want to use Tylenol, I don't think the government should stick their nose in people's choices.
Let me interject for a second, okay? Look,
sure.
I use vodka, but I don't use it every day. I use it on a 48-hour basis. Like, I will binge drink and then go 48 hours sober and then binge drink again. But you know what? I think that's better than taking a drug every single day. I know alcohol is a drug, just like anybody else. But yet you have medical doctors, MDs, prescribing people drugs that they're taking every day. You can't do that because your liver needs time to recover. The same way, what, you're going to go to a gym and exercise for 7 days a week and not recover?
Right.
No, you go to a gym, you exercise every other day, and you give your chest recover, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And same thing when it comes to taking drugs like that. That's very true. All that's good points. And alpha lipoic acid, by the way, is one of the most awesome, underappreciated supplements there is, especially for the liver. Hang on, okay? Don't go away. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open. 844-236-6010. We'll be back after this.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Lines open 844-236-6010. We're talking to Chris in Texas. Hey there, Chris.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
The last spot that was in that spot block before you came back on was about drug addiction. Okay, well, let me ask you a question, Ben. What is the difference between these so-called recreational drugs that they claim that, you know, people are addicted to, which they may very well be, which I may very well be, and what's the difference between that and what medical doctors prescribe you to take every single day? Compare that to recreational drugs and over-the-counter drugs. What's the difference, Ben, in terms of toxicity and liver load?
One has been sanctioned by the powers that be. Hey, you're preaching the choir on that one, man. I don't think anybody should be regulating people's drugs. I think they're awful, but everybody should have the decision to be able to make their own decisions on that.
Ben, I make a responsible decision in that, yes, I know I am dependent on alcohol, but I also know that alcohol, yes, it is a drug, it is toxic, and that therefore I shouldn't take it every day, but yet you have medical doctors prescribing drugs for people to take every single day. That's like working out at a gym every single day, and you can't do that. You know, people work out at a gym, you know, like maybe two or three times a week to get their chance for their body to recover. Well, it's the same thing with drugs. You can't take
a drug every day. So what did you do for your migraines when you stopped doing the Tylenol?
Let me tell you something. I'm a club DJ, right? And a bartender gave me a shot of 100-proof alcohol, and that cured my headache. And I was like, well, gee, what am I taking Tylenol for when I could be doing alcohol? Well, guess what? It turned me into an alcoholic. But guess what? You know what? At least alcohol, I know when I'm being poisoned. But, you know, Tylenol, how do you know when you're poisoning yourself with Tylenol?
Not till it's too late. You're not going to know. Yeah, that's true. So are you using vitamin C and alpha-lipoic acid and NAC and MSM and all the good stuff for your liver?
Not MSM, but I'm using all the other three. I'm using N-acetylcysteine. I'm using alpha-lipoic acid. I'm using vitamin C. Yes, of course.
Add in selenium, vitamin E. There's a bunch of support your glutathione.
And I'm taking colloidal minerals.
Oh, that's great.
And
there's
And yeah. I don't consume alcohol every day because I know better, because alcohol is a drug, and you should not consume any drug every day. I don't care if a medical doctor prescribes it.
What was your migraines? Did you figure out what the migraines were caused by?
Well, I think it's a mitochondrial disorder. Myself.
No. You've got to be allergic to something, something you're putting in your system. You might want to explore that. Migraines are a sign of an allergic response, a vasodilation response, which is usually related to some sort of immune system attack.
That's why I have to take caffeine every day, no matter what. I mean, I have to have my caffeine, okay? Have to.
All right. Caffeine's a vasoconstrictor. That might have something to do with helping your migraines.
And let me tell you something. I take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine when I can afford it. I can't afford it all the time, but when I can afford it, I use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And then my only complaint about Beyond Tangy Tangerine, it tastes great. Yes, it's nutritionally complete. My only complaint about it is it doesn't have caffeine. That's my only complaint.
Throw a little caffeine in there. Hey, Chris, I'm gonna get going. I want to get a couple more calls. And
right.
I didn't mean the migraines were an allergic response, but they're an immune system response. They're allergy-like. They're not specifically allergies, although they may be mediated by allergies, and migraine headaches are actually a sign of allergies. But I don't know if all estrogen plays a role, low blood sugar plays a role. If you're dealing with migraines, focus on foods. That's always the best strategy, no matter what your health challenge is, but especially if you're dealing with migraine headaches, and then keeping your blood sugar stable as well is a good strategy. Let's go to Arkansas and say good morning to Steve. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Good morning. Hey, I wanted to see what kind of nutritional supplementation that one could do for, I would guess it'd be any tumors, but I have a tumor inside my eye.
Ooh,
and just found out about this. And so I thought, you know, I've got to go see another specialist to see if it's melanoma.
Okay, so a couple things here. Tumors are a sign that cells have lost control, usually because they're under duress. So they've lost control over the growth process, and they're hyperproliferating. They're growing like crazy. That's what a tumor is. It's cells that are growing out of control. So basically, for all tumors, you want to work on cellular duress, stress on the cell. First is nutritional duress. That means basically functional cell starvation. So what you want to do is you want to start pounding the supplements into the system. If you're not on a supplement program, definitely get on one. I wouldn't say there's one specifically for cancer, but I would say there's one specifically for general weakness in the body or general malnourishment. The Healthy Star Pack is always going to be your starting point. Selenium is extremely important. Extremely important. I'd be taking 600 micrograms a day of selenium. Vitamin E might help you, 400 international units of that a day. Zinc also, 50 milligrams a day. Keep your blood sugar stable, high blood sugar, I should say. Hyperglycemia can cause or can put duress on a cell, which can turn it into a cancer cell or into a fast-growing cell, we'll say. So keeping your sugar stable, using blood sugar stabilizing nutrients are also helpful. Excuse me, making sure you're oxygenating correctly, and that there's a couple things that you want to think about there. Number one, just breathing correctly, SDR breathing, but also if you're eating inflammatory foods or if there's any inflammation, that can reduce oxygen flow to the cell. Clogs in the connective tissue can keep oxygen from getting to the cell. So elimination diet, eliminating problem foods, calorie restriction, ketogenic diet. These are all wonderful strategies. Exercise, moving your body around. You don't have to go to the gym or anything, but just moving your body around, getting on a rebounder perhaps, keeping the lymphatic system going for detoxification purposes, using probiotic supplements. There's an endless amount of things that you could do, but that's a good start for you, Steve. You might also want to consider intravenous glutathione and intravenous vitamin C. You said you're using vitamin C, but intravenous nutrition can get you a big old whopping dose of vitamin C as well as glutathione right into your blood, and that can be helpful also. All right?
Great.
All right, buddy. Be good and good luck.
Okay.
I hope that works out for you. And let's give Dave in Colorado the last word. Good morning, Dave. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Ben. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on today?
Good. Hey, just curious. I see supplements with a combination of alpha-lipoic acid and carnitine, and just wondering why they combine those two.
I hadn't seen that in particular. There's something called acetyl L-carnitine. I'm not sure if you're thinking of that. Alpha lipoic acid is just a powerful antioxidant, and they're both important. Okay. But I don't know necessarily how they go together. Alpha lipoic acid is a very unusual antioxidant in the sense that it is both water soluble and fat soluble. That makes it intriguing because most antioxidants are one or the other. Alpha lipoic acid has a leg in the hydrophilic water soluble camp and in the lipophilic or fat loving camp. So it kind of straddles both sides, and as such, it can really have some interesting antioxidant properties that ordinary antioxidants don't have. It's extremely important for the liver. It's important for helping blood sugar, and it's also a source of sulfur, which is very important. Just a phenomenally valuable, although expensive, supplement. It's not found in many all-around supplement programs because it's so pricey, or sometimes you'll see it in very small doses. Personally, I take a few hundred milligrams a day. And then carnitine is this claim to fame is it's involved in fat metabolism. If you're doing the ketogenic diet, you might want to consider using more carnitine or getting on carnitine because it's important for helping the cells burn fat for energy, which is what the ketogenic diet is about. So using carnitine can be helpful not just for the ketogenic diet for sure, but also for the heart, which loves ketones, and the brain, which loves ketones. So anybody who's dealing with dementia issues or knows somebody who's dealing with dementia issues, or if you have heart issues, ketogenic diet is going to be your best dietary friend or dietary strategy friend. And when you're doing the ketogenic diet, you want to it's always helpful to use a little bit of carnitine to help your cells or facilitate cell burning of fat. Just one more thing here. Carnitine, carne, means meat in Latin or in Spanish. And carnitine is a meat or animal, I should say. It's not a vitamin, really. It's kind of a pseudo-vitamin. It's only found in animal food. So if you're a vegetarian, you could very well be deficient in carnitine. It's a good idea to supplement, especially if you're a vegetarian with either heart problems or brain health problems. All right.
Okay.
Got to go, Dave. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it, man. Take care. Have yourself a beautiful day in Colorado. And that's it for now. On the Bright Side, thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products. And to sign up and join the Bright Side Ben team and check out all our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help his tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Bacon love.